Honestly, Sarah, it was extraordinary from the minute that I got to Thatcham to meet up with everybody at the leisure centre, and the people from Lloyds were so helpful telling me what was going to happen and what to expect. But even though they go through everything with you, and then there's this amazing guy called Aaron who tells you all about it and says, this is your moment to shine and this is how to do the handover. So then we all get on the bus, and there's a whole load of us, and there's a big team from Vodafone, and then the young boy Tom, who was starting in Thatcham, he's only 13, and Georgie was only young as well, and Emma, who handed on to me, and Reg, who I handed on to. Every time someone got off the bus, everybody cheered and clapped, and we all decided we were on the best bus in the world, and that all buses, wherever they go, when they stop to drop people off, the rest of the people on the bus should start clapping and cheering. And I was really emotional. I mean, when I got to turning into the high street and just seeing how many people were there, I got really choked up. So Emma got off the bus, you know, for the leg before mine. Yeah. And I had to just stand there on the bus and grip the sides of it. I thought, I'm not going to be able to deal with this. This is so overwhelming. I just think my brain couldn't compute.
And what and was Aaron, it about it, do you think?
Oh, well, gosh.
Was it about the poignancy of the flame, or was it about the fact that you were doing this really in your hometown?
Well, I think both. I think the fact that we've been told, you know, when you are carrying that flame, you are the only person in the world at that moment who is holding the Olympic flame. So I think the responsibility of that is quite huge. And then you suddenly think, my God, this is an amazing, amazing thing to do. And I think I was so excited for everyone else on the bus. And it came to my turn, and I suddenly thought, oh, my God. And you just do stop in your tracks and think. And I got off the bus, and the first face I saw was Uncle Toby, who's, you know, he'd be 74 or 5 now, and he had a stroke within the last year, so it's a real effort for him to be there. My cousin Camilla had brought him, so as I step off the bus, I see him, and he can just about see shapes, and he knew it was me. And I just, then I went all wobbly, and then I walked to the other side, and my parents were there, and my partner Alice, who I did an interview earlier with, and my nephews, who are 5 and 4, and my sister-in-law, they were all there, and I just had another big well-up. And then I thought, I'm going to put myself together. You've got to look happy and look like you're enjoying this, because you know what your face does when you're crying. You look like you're not enjoying it. And then I thought, all these people have come, they're all cheering. So then I took a deep breath and thought, right, here we go, and just took my time. And it was incredible. And, yeah, I saw faces in the crowd. You know, I grew up in Kingsclere. I went to school. I'm about to take the torch, actually, to Kingsclere Primary School, but I went there first. And then I went to Down House, which is only in Cold Ash, you know, about 4 miles from Newbury. So it is absolutely my hometown. And I just couldn't believe that I was running with the Olympic flame up that high street that I have, you know, been in so many times. You know,
such an incredible route. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in Newbury. Never have I seen that many people, that depth of feeling. And it's the small things as well, I think, isn't it? I mean, for you, obviously, it was seeing your friends and your family there. It was. Yeah.